Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. It is a Thursday morning, and that means in the studio, Kat and Nick, ready to talk about football.
I don't feel like I can talk without my theme song.
Well, I forgot to load it. Last week it was missing. I found it, and then I do not have it available. Da-na-na. I'm sorry.
You're getting Da-na-na. A lump of coal in your stocking.
I think I deserve it for that one.
That's the only thing that gets me in the mood to talk about football. Is that song?
Well, okay, I'll make one up. Da da dum, da da dum, da dum, dum dum. There you go.
See, I feel like that was a little too aggressive.
That was very aggressive.
But fine, I'll take it.
It's the holiday season. I was trying to feel generous, but it didn't quite work out. I do apologize because this segment, Kat and Nick know a lot about football. They put it all down on paper. I will have you a theme song next week. I promise.
Okay.
I promise.
Don't worry about me, Todd. I don't need any. Any incentive to
football.
Oh, I
do.
That's basically all I want to do anyway. So.
Well, let's talk about this crazy game because a lot going on in the college game in terms of who's going on and who had to go home and where do we even start?
Here? Look at this list here. Listeners can't see it, but we've got a lot of bowl games. They start next Saturday. So if you're looking for football this week, it ain't going to be there.
There you go.
No, it's not going to be there. But next Saturday, we start the bowl games. But these are just like, I call them tokens.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is the participation award, right? That's what these are.
It's the we thought it'd be nice to have a bowl. And,
right.
You know.
No good bowls, in my opinion. This is just my opinion, until Thursday the 28th.
Okay.
And what am I looking at? Well, you got Virginia versus Navy, which would be good. Oklahoma State versus Virginia Tech. But, of course, I'm looking at Michigan State versus Washington State. I think that's going to be a heck of a game.
Go Spartans.
You've got the Cotton Bowl on Friday, December 29th. That's Ohio State. You're going, wait a second, Kat. Ohio State didn't make it into the Final Four? Why, no, they didn't. Sir Nick, would you like to explain why they didn't?
Because they have two losses, and I will never agree with it because they are so much better than Alabama. I've been saying this for a week.
You just want them to be better than Alabama.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all there is to it.
Because they got blown out by Iowa. I get it. I understand it. You can't have two lost teams playing there, but still.
The other thing is, of course, college football is not pure, and Alabama is Alabama.
And Alabama.
So they're always going to get the nod because Bama, roll tide. There's people in Boston going, roll tide. Yeah. I don't even know what it means.
Yes.
As long as Nick Saban's there, they are always going to be the favorite.
Yeah.
For good
reason.
Well,
he owns it. So Monday, January 1st is when the playoffs actually begin. So that's when you've got Auburn versus UCF. Notre Dame versus LSU. Those are going to get you warmed up. Michigan versus South Carolina. Then you've got Oklahoma versus Georgia. And it's going to be a late night. You got to stay up late to watch Clemson versus Alabama. Those are going to be good games. You've got a potential who I think Baker Mayfield is QB for Oklahoma. I think he's going to win the Heisman this year. I could be wrong, but I think
he
will.
He's playing for it.
Playing my dogs. I think that's going to be a better game than Clemson versus Alabama.
I agree with that. I'm so excited to watch that Oklahoma-Georgia game.
It's going
to
be
Oklahoma plays some football. Just in the last few weeks, I've been picking up some of their games, and you're right. They are a tight team.
They are.
Back to the glory days of Oklahoma football.
They really, really are. Yeah, Oklahoma State is good this year as well.
That was my favorite game this year, Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State. There was no defense whatsoever, but it was insanely exciting.
But defense wins games, man.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to be in the championship?
Don't put this on me.
Nope, you got to decide right now. Who do you think is not, who you want, right? Because that's different. Obviously,
that's true.
I want to see Georgia take on Alabama and just desecrate Alabama. However.
I do too, but I also don't want to see Bama make it that far just because I'm bitter and that's who I am.
You want them embarrassed early on.
Yes, early. Get it out of the way. I wouldn't mind. I do want Georgia to make it for sure.
Yeah.
And then In all actuality, outside of that, I don't. It doesn't. It's going to be good football regardless.
Yes, it
is. Clemson would be cool. I like them. They got a really good team. They have for a while. So
Dabo Swinney is a good coach.
He is
a player's coach. Like, he gets down and dirty with his players. Fun fact about Dabo Swinney: Dabo obviously is not his real name. Okay.
Okay.
He has an older brother that when Dabo was born, he couldn't even begin to say his name, so he wanted to say Dat Boy. And it came out Dabo. Now, isn't that cool?
Wow. That is so very nice. That's
since
one
he
of those
was a baby,
sweet stories,
it is, and Dabo has stuck. So if you like, you know, what kind of an idiot's name is Dabo? Well, it's not. I don't know what his real name is. Doesn't matter. He's never been called his real name. He's Dabo.
It's from the swamp or something.
They lived. He lived in cars a lot. Hmm. He had a very rough upbringing.
And if you look at the salaries these guys knock down, you can make fun of his name all you want. He'll be like, "Yeah, keep talking.
Uh-huh.
I'll be counting my money and running my team over here. Thank you very much.
Anything you want, you pay me that much money."
So, moving on to the NFL.
The NFL.
Which is right in front of us.
Yes.
We have the Saints and the Falcons tonight. I think that's going to be a good game. I think the Saints are going to take it.
They could. I mean,
Falcons have been disappointing this year.
They have.
Yeah, they've struggled. There's no question.
I think it's going to be a shootout, though. I think that Matty Ice is getting his rhythm. The team's getting their rhythm. They're starting to play a lot better than they started off this year. They were
too late.
Yeah. Well, they are in the NFC, though, so it's they got a shot.
So what is the biggest news out of the NFL? There's two big newses.
All right. What do you think?
Number one big news is that crook, Roger Goodell, is signing a five-year contract that could get him $200 million. Do you hear me?
Ouch.
$200 million out of a corporation that's supposed to be not for profit.
I was just going to say, and they say there's no money in working for not for profits.
Right.
You know?
That's big news. The other big news is head coach and general manager for the New York Giants fired.
Yes.
And guess who's under center this week? Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
What? Geno Smith isn't going to start? Come on, man.
I was watching the TV. I heard the news, and I said, you know, I thought I had the record as being one of the most jaded, bitter men in my generation, but Eli Manning's not in my generation. But to bench him for 1 week
and ruin that.
Break the streak, you know, because the longevity records are the hardest ones to get. We all know this.
Well,
you know?
And let's be honest. Management could have overridden McAdoo's decision to bench him and didn't do it.
I think it's
so it's kind of a screw you.
Well,
you know, and Nick and I were talking the other day. What team is in desperate need of a QB? The Broncos. Wouldn't it be funny if Eli leaves, goes to the Broncos, wins a Super Bowl just like his bro Peyton?
It could happen.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Eli's still got wild skills. For all the troubles he's had, obviously that's been an up-and-down team. He's had an up-and-down career. But when he's good, he's good. I mean, there's a reason why everybody talks about Eli Manning.
Well, he has nothing to throw to. I mean, he's got nobody.
Yeah.
That's
the little
part of
Giants
the
could beat the Giants this year, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about, we got some hand injuries. Got some notable QBs with hand injuries.
What's going on?
The first one is Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford.
Mr. Money?
Mr. Money. He hurt his hand in the game last week, and he's still questionable. They don't know how bad this hand really is as far as him playing. Now, is it for real, or are they just messing with my fantasy football league? Because, you know, he's questionable.
I wonder how much of it is just him being embarrassed that got blown out.
Well, x-rays were negative, but that doesn't mean, like, I pulled a muscle in my thumb the other day doing something that we all do daily multiple times. And so, I mean, stuff can happen.
It's true.
Another hand injury is your Dak. Dak Prescott's got a hand injury, which the Cowboys are going, that ain't no big thing.
But if you watch that game, though, it was almost like a blessing in disguise because Dak was not playing well the start of that game against the Redskins. I sat down. I was watching it. The Cowboys defense. I got to quit referring to them as our defense. The Cowboys defense was playing very well. I mean, very well. Better than they had played all year without Sean Lee, which is like their focal point. If he's not there, they are terrible. But they played well. The offense was just awful. There was no movement. They were lethargic. It looked bad. Then Dak gets hit in the hand, and then all of a sudden, it's his throwing hand. All of a sudden, he's not focusing on, hey, I got to – he's focusing on
he goes to the run game?
Yeah. Well, we started – well, not even that. He started throwing really good balls. with a hurt hand. It was like that was what he needed. He needed to get hit in the hand because once then he kicked it into gear. He threw the first back shoulder touchdown pass to Dez Bryant he's ever thrown. So it gave me a reason to cheer.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So it could be interesting. There's notable games this week. Right. One notable game is not the Bears at the Bengals because if the Bengals beat the Bears, I will cry like Jay Cutler. I'm telling you.
It's going to happen.
I am afraid it is because the Bengals looked really good against the Steelers till the Steelers went, whoa, 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 time to wake up.
That was a crazy game.
It's a crazy game.
The first touchdown the Steelers scored, if you remember watching it, Le'Veon Bell runs up the left side of the field. There is three Bengals defenders. They have him dead to rights. If this was the 90s, the 80s, I mean, yeah. Le'Veon Bell might not get up from this tackle. And they didn't even touch him.
Yeah.
He just walked right by him, and they all looked at each other like, oh, was that supposed to be our job?
That's your assignment.
Don't
no,
we get paid millions
assignment.
Of dollars to do that? I don't
One thing we want to note is Shazier is very injured of the Steelers, main focal point of that team. And he has been flown back now to Pittsburgh, even though Pittsburgh doctors were with him in Cincinnati. He has limited mobility and limited feeling in his lower extremities.
Oh, not good.
No, it's not good at all.
Well, final thoughts. We're out of time here, folks. So what do you think? What should people be looking for over the next couple of days?
Well, I think we need to be looking at more coach firings. I think there's going to be more of that. And I think our John Fox is on the bubble.
Yeah, probably.
This is his third year. Mm-hmm. He might get a Trubisky pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be the only – Trubisky can be the only thing that saves his tenure there
at Chicago.
My games to watch this week would be just real fast here. Raiders Chiefs, it's going to be a great game because they're divisional rivals and they're both sitting at 6-6, so someone has to emerge out of that division. So I think that's going to be a great one. And then obviously – Seattle Jaguars, I think that's going to be a great one. And then Rams-Eagles, two top teams in the NFC.
Yep.
So really excited to see how that plays out. Ravens-Steelers, also a great one. And just real fast before we go, the Browns are still winless. And as I told you guys earlier, there is a people in Cleveland signing a petition with the city to try to have a parade for when the Browns inevitably go 0-16. So really keep an eye out for that. If they throw a parade for a winless team, I will be there. I'm so excited for that.
Okay. Well, that's talking a little football on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us, Kat. Thanks for joining us, Nick.
Thank you.
As always.
We're Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.